judging in the same way. Matthew 7:1-2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This week, we're jumping back into Matthew 7, beginning with Jesus' admonition not to judge. When I asked the men, "Do you have a problem with judging?" one replied, "No, actually, I'm pretty good at it." That about sums it up, doesn't it? But Jesus' introduction to this topic includes a scary warning. Or you too will be judged, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Oh my. Who among us is comfortable being judged in the same way we judge others? Discerning versus judging. As we begin this study, let's first dismiss the often heard retort, are we to just ignore the obvious, sometimes evil or poor behavior? No, we are not. Practically in the same breath, Jesus tells us to be discerning. Matthew 7:15-16, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. I might say by their fruit you will discern who they are. There is an obvious difference between judging and discerning. Judging implies a sense of superiority and condemnation. Discerning has a more objective connotation. Judging looks down on someone from a supposed position of supremacy. Discerning looks laterally with more empathy and a desire to be of help rather than negative emotion. Empathy versus sympathy, because we realize we are just as sinful as they. But I, Sam, better be careful because, yes, I think I have a discerning mind, but I also excel at judging. And sadly, I have a hard time discerning without judging. As an example of this, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, warns us about anger versus sin and distinguishes between them in a similar fashion to judging and discerning. Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin. Apparently, we can be angry and not sin. But I have yet to find that balance. And you? Oh, I can talk about my righteous anger all day long, but there is no doubt that when I am angry, I am judging. I have an even harder time discerning without judging. So how do we not judge so we are not judged in the same manner? Jesus gives us this starting point from his same Sermon on the Mount. Look in the mirror first. Matthew 7:4-5. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. This is going to take some serious practice, isn't it?